The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Danny Healy-Ray gave about a 12-minute speech last night in Dáil Éireann as part of the abortion referendum bill. We're going to play extracts from that speech. In our first piece, this is where he says it's a crime to take a life and that he is disgusted to hear about how the procedure of abortion is carried out.
I wish to reiterate that I firmly believe that life begins when a baby begins to grow inside of a woman. I believe it is a crime to take a life. Let us go back to what abortion is. People should educate themselves that abortion is stopping the right of a little baby to live or continue its journey into this life from the mother's womb. I was absolutely disgusted and so upset when I heard the way it is done, with two injections, first one to paralyse the little baby and then another to stop his heartbeat and stop his life, and not to give him the chance to live. That is terrible, because life is a gift and a treasure.
Now, he also told the Dáil that the former presidential candidate in the United States, Hillary Clinton, has expressed support for abortions up to 8.5 months of pregnancy, and said that there's a God in this world because she had not won the US presidential election.
I'm asking those people to reject this proposal or this referendum out of hand, because there will never again be a second chance. And as sure as day follows night, the 12 weeks will be increased to 19 weeks, or maybe 25 weeks. Or if someone like Hillary Clinton comes along and wants to get power here inside and get into our chambers, someone like her, she said that it was fine to abort babies up to 8.5 months. There's a God in this world, and she didn't become president of America. And whatever way Trump is, and there's a lot of criticism of him, maybe outside of his country, and there's a lot of people for him in the country, but it's a good job that someone like her didn't get power and when she was propagating something like that. That was absolutely horrible. It was outrageous.
Now, the bit that has brought about the most comment, I think, is when he complained about the support that the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, has been giving to parents who, as he said, bring back the remains of wanted pregnancies back to Ireland in the boot of their cars after terminations in the United Kingdom. He said, if introduced, it will mean that most children with disabilities will be aborted.
Minister Harris, I was listening to the radio one evening and you were recently, and you came out on the radio and you said that was terrible to think that a mother was coming home from abroad with their loved one in the boot of the car. I don't know what you mean by it, Minister, but I surely do know that the little dead baby didn't feel very loved. And it wouldn't make a difference whether the baby was in the boot of the car in London or the north of Ireland or the south of Ireland. The unborn baby was dead at that stage anyway. So I was very hurt when I heard you saying something like that. If abortion is introduced, it will most definitely increase the number of abortions in our country. It will mean that most Down syndrome or children with disabilities will be aborted. Well, you just look at the country next door to us and see what has happened there.
Yeah.
See what has happened in America.
So according to Jackie Healy-Ray, the little dead baby didn't feel very loved. Jennifer Ryan is with us. Jennifer, thank you for joining us. You're one of the directors of Termination for Medical Reasons.
Yes.
What's your response to what you heard from Danny Healy-Ray there and last night?
It was very upsetting and distressing for parents to hear that from an elected official. I actually brought my daughter home after we travelled to Liverpool, because we wanted to bring her home and give her the dignity and respect she deserved to be buried here, which she should have been able to be born here, but but that was denied. So we did everything we could to at least bring her home and spend time with her as a family. So to hear him to, you know, to say that we didn't love our children, we loved them dearly. I loved her just as much as I love all my other children. And I wanted to give her everything that I could in depth, that I, you know, that I could possibly do. So to, for him to make out that we didn't want our children, we didn't love them, and, you know, that we shouldn't have brought them home, is just so upsetting and distressing for us all to hear.
I know it must be distressing to talk about this as well, but I think it is important. Can you tell us, please, the circumstances and why you had to go to England?
We had a scan at 22 weeks, and during that scan, my daughter was diagnosed with having no kidneys, and she had a very severe form of spina bifida also, and there was no fluid around her because once a baby doesn't have kidneys, and they can't produce fluid in the womb. So she was she wasn't protected in my womb, and she would have, had she survived the rest of the pregnancy and the birth, she would have suffocated and been in a lot of pain because of the severity of her spina bifida. They told me here that they would have a pain team on standby to ensure that she didn't feel any pain, but, you know, that she would have felt something because she would have had to be born first before they could administer that. And that was just very distressing for me to hear, to think that my body would do her harm. So myself and my husband decided that the best choice for us and for her was to travel to Liverpool and induce our labour and pregnancy early.
That must have been an exceptionally difficult decision to make.
It was. It was made out of love, though. It was for her. We felt that continuing would only cause her damage, in, you know, considering all the stuff that we had been told about the lack of fluid, and, you know, that the doctors had been so clear in her, in the problems that she had, that it would potentially be painful for her. So that was just too much. I wouldn't want any of my children going through any sort of pain, so I chose to go to Liverpool.
And what sort of help did you get from doctors here in Ireland about the options available here in Ireland and information which led you having to go abroad?
Well, we were just told at the time that we had two options after we'd been given the full diagnosis, that we could continue and that they'd scan every week to check for a heartbeat, and once there was no heartbeat, they could induce me. Or else, if I got to term, they'd induce me at term. But they said that was highly unlikely due to the nature of, you know, not having fluid, that my body would probably put so much pressure on hers that her heart would stop. Or else we could travel to England and induce the pregnancy early. So we got the details for Liverpool Women's Hospital, and we rang them. And we set up our own appointment with them, and we travelled over about 2 weeks later.
Travelled over and then came back, because this is, I think, for many members of your organisation, has been one of the most distressing parts as well, is the coming back afterwards and being separated from your loved one.
Yes. When we were deciding to travel, I had asked them there, was I able to bring my daughter Jess home with me? And they said, absolutely, they can give me the forms that are needed for the boat, and that would be the best way to travel. So we looked into getting a boat, but not everyone knows that information. So a lot of people, a lot of parents have to leave their babies there and either travel back to collect remains or ashes and travel back home again. And the cost of the courier, people used to get them sent, delivered by courier, but that cost has gone up to nearly €1,000, so people now opt to fly back over, collect the remains and then come home, which again is distressing in itself, because you have to go back through an airport with remains, with the chance of them stopping you and asking you what it is, and you're so vulnerable at that point. You don't want, you know, you can't bear to talk about stuff anyway, but the thoughts for someone to stop you and say, what's that in your bag, and try to explain that, that's just a torment that just does not need to be added on at this time.
You're one of many women who've gone through similar circumstances. How many people are engaged in the campaign with termination for medical reasons?
We have quite a number of mums and dads involved. Obviously, we also have the support side, so we would have a lot who help in the support side, which is giving people the support when they get a diagnosis and when they get back. And if people, you know, they ring us and ask, like, what can I do in the meantime? And we'll give them advice about, you know, getting mementos for their baby, like getting teddies. Like, I had teddies for my daughter and we brought them over and we swapped them with her when we buried her. And, you know, the practical information, like, if you can go by the boat, do, because then you'll have a bit more privacy in your car than having to go through a busy departure lounge in an airport, you know, having to go through the security and all that. And we just try to be there for them through everything. And that's for any parent. It's not just for parents who travel. It's for parents who continue as well. Once a parent has received a diagnosis and they contact us, we're there regardless. We have a lot of mums and dads who also stayed and continue with their pregnancies and are still very much involved because they felt the same as us, that they just, you know, the worst thing that had happened was that they had received this diagnosis from their baby, of their baby, you know, that their baby was going to die. And, you know, it didn't matter whether you continue or you travel, your baby is still going to die. You're still going to lose that child. So we just have built up a massive support network for mums and dads, for whoever has received a similar diagnosis.
Jennifer, if the referendum is passed by the people of Ireland to repeal the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, would you then be confident that legislation would be introduced to allow parents in that situation stay in Ireland to deal with the consequences of what has gone wrong rather than having to go to England?
Yes, we would hope so. That's why we've campaigned for so long, because when you receive this news, the last thing you need to do is book a flight or book a boat or ring another hospital that you don't know, you know, who's at the other end of the line. You need to just get the news, be allowed, go home, digest that for however long you need to be digesting that, and not have a time limit as well and say, well, you know, because you can't get all the practical information here either. And people panic and they worry that they're going to run out of time. And then if they do, they'll have to continue and that mightn't be what they want. Or likewise, you know, people might want, right, we want to stay and wait and see how things go. And that's fine too. So people need the opportunities to do it here in their own country at their own time, when it's right for them, when they're ready.
And I presume, Jennifer, as well, this isn't something that would be made compulsory. I mean, if parents decide that they want to go full term, even though the consequences are almost certain that their baby will not survive, that would remain their right.
Oh, absolutely. We're not advocating for people that this comes in and they get a diagnosis and they have to have a termination of pregnancy. Absolutely not. Like I said, we have many mums and dads who have continued and we are all in this together. We are all bereaved parents. It's just so that people, parents, have a choice if they get a diagnosis that they can continue or not, but they can stay in Ireland to do that.
Jennifer Ryan from Terminations for Medical Reasons, thank you very much for joining us on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.